a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dijanovic.
I really do not like this idea of spray painting my lawn green. Just so...
Hold on.
It can look good for the rest of the neighborhood.
Debbie, you're totally on board with, like, the artificial turf. But you don't want to spray paint your lawn.
You do?
I dig it. I had
it's
no idea this was an option.
For Dave and Debbie Differ.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
Now, maybe this is the baseball guy in me coming out, but painted fields are awesome. I love them. A little custom design. I had no idea you could paint all this brown grass green. Love it.
Brown?
It was a good run, green grass. Thank you for all that you gave to our feet and our home property values.
Mine's just yellow, and it's patchy. It's patchy yellow. What's going on in K-Town, Dave? What are you seeing up there?
You see the green tops, and then if you look a little closer, it just gets darker and darker, and not darker green either. It's like brown, and it starts kind of shining through. Yeah, it's getting pretty ugly.
This is actually a thing. It took off in California. As cities mandated residents turn off their sprinklers. And that was about 6 years ago, Dave.
There it is. There it is. You knew it was there. You make these little hills
little,
just
little Bob Ross for
soft,
you.
However soft you want them.
However soft you want them.
It's your world.
And lawn painting has actually been used mainly by golf courses and sports arenas. So I want to know how much it cost. I want to know how long it lasts. And I want to know if it kills the grass underneath for good.
Yes. Yeah. I want to know if this is like spray paint, if you're going to get high as a kite as you're trying to spray paint your lawn, or if it's just, if it's environmentally friendly, if it works, or if it looks like this terrible, cheesy, green artificial turf.
Ton Bettis, Utah County Director of Utah State University Agriculture and Natural Resources Extension Service. Good morning, Ton.
Good morning. How are you?
We also recognize your voice from the Greenhouse Show. So give us the lowdown. Have you ever painted your lawn green?
I admit I've been out late at night or early morning before the neighbors notice to have the greenest lawn in the neighborhood. Being a horticulturist, you sometimes just can't afford to have the brown patches because people start like, you're a horticulturist and you've got that. So
Ton,
I call it research,
cheated.
But yes, yes.
Now you said you sent us pictures. We put them on KSL News Radio's Facebook page. So you got to go to our Facebook page. We see the yellowish lawn before, and then the green lawn after. But it's not super green. I mean, it's not.
No,
green,
it's
green.
Not. These turf colorants will cost for a bottle that'll do a couple thousand square feet anywhere from $20 to sometimes $40 or $50, depending on where you purchase or order it from. And you want to use a pump sprayer, just one of those that you have that you hold in your hand with a little squirt gun thing in the other hand, and you spray them with a fairly fine mist. And the paint in them is formulated to be safe for turf. So it doesn't harm the grass at all. And it's basically just water-based latex paint that the more you spray, the darker green it goes.
Ton, did you just give me a $50 fix? Because I was thinking this was going to be extremely expensive.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that it's used on golf courses. You know, the Augusta National during the Masters is pristinely green, and they want you to think it's because they have these amazing, like, fairies that just magically bless the turf. They're spraying that stuff nightly to keep green. So, you know, people that are doing weddings in their yard, I've had a couple calls about that just need their yard to look really nice, I've recommended turf colorant for the brown areas. It can give you 3 or 4 weeks. It stays green that long once you've sprayed to get things revived. Normally now in our drought year, we may not be able to do that. But you can, depending on, I don't want to call it vanity, but depending on how proud you are of your green grass, it can be, you know, quite a nice thing to have as long as you've got a little green in there.
Okay, so Ton, you said it lasts maybe 3 to 4 weeks. Is that through waterings? It doesn't wash off? Okay.
It's water. You actually, when you spray this, you want to wear old clothes that you can stain because it is water-based latex and it will not come out of your clothes or socks.
And how does it feel on Dave's feet? Because Dave likes to walk barefoot in his backyard a lot. How does it feel under his feet?
As soon as it's dry, it's totally safe, and there's no texture difference. It's just that if you get it on your skin, you'll stain your skin green for 2 or 3 days until it finally fades out.
Is this even after it's on the lawn? So Dave's kids run out, let's say, and they start sliding around on the grass. Do they come in with, after a couple days after he's treated his lawn, do they come in with green stains all over their legs or what?
No. Once it's dried, it's rain fast and water fast. And so as soon as it's dry, you are safe from having it stain anything. I've accidentally gotten it on cement and it stays there for months. So you need to be careful with that. It'll stain your, temporarily, it does eventually fade, but for 2 or 3 months after, you'll have green stains on your cement, and it will give you away that you sprayed your lawn.
I love it. Ton, thank you so much, and I love the
pictures
that you sent. They really do look great. And it doesn't look fake. That's one of the things I love about it, is the way he sprayed it, and listen, he said, if you go over it 1,000,000 times, it's going to get darker.
Yeah.
But if you just want a light little mist, you can take some of that unevenness, the dark brown spots, and you can green it up. Perfect for weddings. And I think a lot of people are kind of panicking about that right now. Those folks that are trying to have these really beautiful, pristine garden weddings. This could really help. I like it. I think I might try it. And it only, what, he said $50 at most for a few thousand square feet.
That's remember awesome. How we started this?
It's time for Dave and Debbie Dipper.
You are a child's
I didn't
thing.
Even want to entertain the idea. You're all in. So how do we land now that we've heard Ton Bettis and his green thumb critique of the green lawn spray paint? You go.
I see very little downside. I think I actually will do it. $50? Are you kidding me? Deb, did he convince you?
Oh, almost. But here's the deal. I'm going to let you do it first. I'm going to let you work out all the bugs. And then I'm going to let you post photos of your green lawn on Facebook. And then I'll tell you if I'll do it or not.
Okay.
And I may even have you come to my house.
And apply.
Spray paint. Because you love me so much. Okay. You just heard the news conference from Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson announcing the ban on fireworks. And you can go to saltlakeslco.org and you can put in your address. I did it. And it'll tell you if they're banned in your area. And they said continue to check that out because those bans are getting updated daily. But in 5 minutes, we're going to have the Unified Fire Authority Chief on the line, Dan Peterson, calling the show right now on what it could cost you, Mom and Dad, if your kids are caught lighting fireworks illegally.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.